Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home at 60s on 6. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
In association with Free Airwaves, Happy Years, and Just Play It, the 60s on 6 presents Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Welcome to our Relics and Rarities get-together. Out there in Cleveland, he's all revved up and ready to go. He said, "Dave the Rave, please play that record there for Manuel and the Renegades, 1963 on the Piper record label." Of course, once I get all revved up, sometimes I can't stop myself.
I can't stop.
By the way, if you wonder why that record only went to number 48 in the top 100, it's a killer record there. The Honeycombs, a group that had the big hit with the song called Have I the Right. The Honeycombs from early 1965. I can't stop. Got my hands clapping. I used to foot stomp in 61. Now I'm hand clapping. Just loves that record there from 1963. Came out on the Press record label, The Flares. Song called Hand Clapping. Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot! From that guy who brought you Hey Baby in 1962, Mr. Bruce Chanel.
Just play that little bridge. Thank you.
one of the top records of 1962. Bruce Chanel, of course, that big hit, Hey Baby. Hard to believe in 64 he couldn't get on the charts with that song there. It's a great one. It's called Satisfied Mind.
Today the way, relics and rarities. Ho, 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 ho.
Late 1967. A group out of Florida is called Hoppy and the Bohemes. Came out on the Lori record label. It's called So Hard.
1964. Here are you. Here am I. Don't let another moment pass it by. Everything's right for a wonderful night. It's as simple as that. Your lips, here are mine. Time that they met because it's kissing time. I'm everything set and you'll never forget. It's as simple as that. It's so simple, oh so simple. Come on, take a chance. It's so easy, oh so easy. Here's the countdown for romance. Here are you. Here am I. Don't let another moment pass you by. Everything's right for a wonderful night. It's as simple as that.
I told you that was a Herman song that never got released. You probably believe me. It sounds like it. It's actually Tommy Quickly there from 1964. Came out in England only. Actually, there was an American release on that on the Liberty record label there. Tommy Quickly. That should have been a hit record. It's called It's As Simple As That. Peter Noon, maybe you should cover that record. It's a great one there. 1962. This is an early record here from Billy Joe Royal.
I know him well, Mr. Worry. I walk with him everywhere. But if it wasn't for a woman, I'd have never known care. I'd have never known care. I've counted teardrops with Mr. Blue. He's left all my souvenirs. But if it wasn't for a woman, then I'd have never known tears. I'd have never known tears.
Came out in 1962. Of course, it wasn't until about 3 years later with Down in the Boondocks that Billy Joe Royal became a household name. That's called If It Wasn't for a Woman. Billy Joe Royal on the Allwood record label.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
Try me.
Dig that record, you got a hole in your soul there. That's Jimmy Hughes and his version of the James Brown song from 1964. It's called Try Me. It went to number 65 in the top 100. Day of the Rave coming to you from the Relics of Rarities Vault, the No Static 60s Attic. It's a cool tune by the Jordanaires, not to be confused with Elvis's group. Who does he think he is? A lot of people that saw that record and said, wow, that doesn't sound anything like Elvis Presley's band. It's not Elvis Presley's group. It's a different group entirely. The Jordanaires came out on the Columbia record label, and who does he think he is?
Relic and Rarity.
Sounds like a record for New Orleans. 1962, Mr. Chuck Carbo. Carbo on the 8th record label. Go make that a hit record. 1962. It's called Out on a Limb. Data Rave is shaking the walls here. It's the Relics of Rarity Show.
I want a brand new house with the old brown door and an old spinning wheel. up and say that we ain't home. Don't want no fancy car. Don't need no birds. Just want a pair of flowers marked heaven birds for my brand new house. Cause I'm a brand new guy. And lots of love and lots inside. I don't know where I'm going. Don't care where I've been. I don't have the outside world creeping in to my brand new house. Cause I'm a brand new guy.
Damn cool from 1960 on the Sir Reagan label. It's called Brand New House. They're gonna need a brand new house. Got the speakers cranked up real loud. This is a great one from Miss Barbara Lynn. We'll knock you out with this one. It's our Relics and Rarities get together. Coming to you from the Relics and Rarities vault.
We're gonna let her knock, 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 knock the top wall, baby. Let her knock the top wall, baby. Let her knock the top wall, baby. I know how you feel about me. Just cause she has a pretty face, baby. And a well-built face. She thinks she can win you, baby. And take my place. But we're gonna let her.
Should have been a knockout record there. Came out in late 1964. Barbara Lynn let her knock herself out. Of course, the other side was the A side of the record called Don't Spread It Around. If they only had flipped the record over, I'm telling you, it would have been a smash record for Barbara Lynn. Right down with that, it's called Let Her Knock Herself Out.
Dave the Rave!
It's called The Sixpence. Came out on the Brent record label.
Baby, and I know that you've been sad.
Love and man.
called The Sixpence. Put those guys later revolve into the strawberry alarm clock. That's called Don't Say That You're Sorry. Yeah, we've got a lot of news for you. Here's Nathaniel Mayer and the Fabulous Twilights. Brought to the Village of Love. Brings you that one as well. It's called Well, I've Got News. Nathaniel Mayer and the Fabulous Twilights. Day of the Rave, it's our Relics of Rarity get together.
If you're feeling blue because you never hear the songs that you grew up with way back in yesteryear, then you are in the right place. David's got the music that you thought you'd never hear again. Take a tip from me, and you will agree, Dave's got a groovy kind of show.
Groovy kind of
Relics and Rarity show.
David's got a stone smash of a record. The record that should have been a top 20 record for sure, it's by Kenny Woods.
Take a hint,
take a hint,
Boys on the Phillips record label there. Love that record. It's called Can We Take a Hint? In the Relics of Rarity as well, we got over 50,000 old, dusty, and scratchy 45s. And, of course, it's just one record and one record only that each week is called My Discovery of the Week.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
He's got a killer 44 discovery. It's the Dynamic from 64. I picked that record out of all 50,000 plus records in the Relics of Rarity's vault there. That's the Dynamics on the Big Top record label. That's my discovery of the week. It's called I Wanna Know. Summer of 1966. Cool name for a group is called the Morticians. A song called Now That You've Left Me. Day the Rave, it's our Relics of Rarities. there from late 1966 on the Roulette record label there. Now that you're gone, you're listening to the boss sounds of Dave the Rave, Relics and Rarities. Speaking of cool records, watch out, here he comes.
He's got a bulldog jowl.
Somebody saying, I remember that record. Oh, yeah. 1961. The Chance on the Verve record label. That's a tune called Dick Tracy. Dave Rave needs Dick Tracy right now. Figure out this mystery, why this wasn't a hit record.
Solve that mystery for me. How is that not a hit record? Went to number 133 for 1 week and 1 week only.
Del Shannon wrote the song. He had a whole bunch of hit records in an early 1964. They released that song on the Burley record label. That's the Way Love Is. It went to 133. It should have been number one for 33 weeks.
Funkadelic 16.
guys were the kings of Corpus, Texas. The garage classic by the Bad Seeds.
I'm getting sick and tired of your lying. Getting sick and tired of loving in vain. I'm getting sick and tired of your lying. All you're doing is bringing me pain.
Never get sick and tired of that record there on the J-Beck record label, the Bad Seeds, the Kings, Kings of Corpus, Texas there, and Sick and Tired. Of course, what I need is a groovy relationship. That's something I'll never get sick and tired of. Here's Kenny O'Dell.
Yes, you say we got a groovy relationship, giving and taking and loving each other. Yes, I say we got a groovy relationship. I knew
man who wrote and brought you beautiful people, Kenny O'Dell, Mr. Kenny Gist, late 1969, Groovy Relationship. 1962, Mr. Jack Scott, if you wanted to sound a little bit like Dion, which was a real popular sound at the time. And on the Capitol record label, it's a tough 45 to find. It's called Cry, Cry, Cry.
Afraid to walk down the street. Afraid you might pass me by. And I don't want my friends to see me cry. Cause I said we were through. I said we were through.
Should have been, huh? Jack Scott on the Capitol label there. Cry, cry, cry. Listen from California said, Dave Ray, you wouldn't happen to have this record.
You remind every day you can.
got all the records here in the Relics and Rarities vault. The Roosters from 1968 that went to number 106 on the charts is called Love Machine. That does it for our Relics and Rarities get-together. If there's something you'd like to hear, if you need to contact me, it's DaveRaveXMRadio@AOL.com. Until next time, keep looking for Relics and Rarities.
And Rarities is signing off now. Mom has to use the antenna for a clothesline. There's always more rare air coming from 60s on 6.